Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James. I am joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thank you, every one of you, for listening and joining us all week long. We're going to get you ready for the weekend with a fun hour here. Take it right up to the top of the hour. A little bit later, we're going to get into the top 10 fast food joints.
Finally.
Hey. And the Denver Airport's most unusual lost and found items. We will dive into that one along with, we also have to touch on the Supreme Court weighing in on an important topic we'll get to. All that coming up for you, everybody. But first off, we're getting into some entertainment news. And in a recent interview with Conan O'Brien, Lisa Kudrow said the filming those credits of the opening of Friends was a nightmare.
Really?
I do want to say just a little quick side note here. I happen to think that Conan O'Brien is a top three best interviewers in the game. Mm. And I've never seen him like I saw him in this interview. For those that don't know, Conan, before his wonderful wife, who is just an incredible human being.
Yeah, she's great.
She's awesome. Before those two got together and got serious and everything, Conan dated Tina Fey for a little bit, which they both make fun of each other for, and Lisa Kudrow, which went horribly for him. And these two have made fun of this for many, many years.
Right, right.
He pulled up in a really bad car, and she's she just rips on him for it. The nerves that he's still feeling when he's interviewing Lisa Kudrow is so worth watching. It's hilarious. But she does great. She's a great interview. She said she doesn't like discomfort at all, and it was a very long late night, and the water was very cold.
Mm-hmm.
She said they'd done like 500 takes of dancing, unmotivated dancing, and everyone was starting to get cranky. But Matthew Perry rescued them. The crew asked for one more take, and Matthew joked, "One more? Can't remember a time I wasn't in a fountain. Seriously, I can't remember a time I was not wet. Why are we wet? Why are we in a fountain? Why are we dancing in a wet fountain? This is dangerous." And I could just hear Matthew Perry doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lisa said he cracked the whole cast up and they just started laughing organically. And those are the shots that appeared in the final version.
Oh, thank goodness for that, right? Good on you, Matthew Perry.
That is pretty cool.
That is cool.
I've never watched one episode of Friends, but I like knowing that. That's pretty cool. And a nice way of remembering Matthew Perry.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool. Also wanted to mention this because this is just going to become more and more of a topic as it seems. At this point, anybody is going to be doing country. Everybody's going to be doing country because it just seems like that. So the country world needs to get ready to welcome Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers into the country world. Nick Jonas just posted a teaser making it sure seem like he's experimenting with country music. And he is recording in Nashville currently. He's recording with Shay Mooney and Dan of Dan and Shay. Also with Tommy English, who's worked with Casey Musgraves and Little Big Town. On top of that, he posted a video in the with the studio muted, but he's got a cowboy hat on and stuff. Jonas Brothers have done a little bit of country in some times. Earlier in the month, they tried to sing a cover of Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks, but unfortunately, it did not go well at all.
Oh, dear.
It was bad. You're only going to see more of this. For every pop star, you can put my name on this. You wait. Jennifer Lopez might go into country. All it takes is for a pop star to fade a little bit or to just start to get to a point where, okay, my last album didn't sell as well as my other ones, even if it wasn't a gigantic difference. And you're going to see a Post Malone go into this. You're going to see a Nick Jonas go into this. That is not the same thing as Beyonce doing country. I remind you once again, this is a Texas-born girl who spent her childhood at rodeos and things. Mm-hmm. She's got country in her veins. Mm-hmm. There is big difference of these. I keep seeing people throw them all into a lump into the same group. Post Malone does not got that background. And if you notice, Post Malone, every song he releases is with a country artist. Beyonce just released songs.
Yep.
There's a big, big difference of these. That's not me picking on Post Malone. It's just the differences of these. And I don't like when they just lump things together.
Right.
I don't think it's fair. Mm-hmm. And look, And nobody is the gatekeeper on any genre of music.
No.
If you don't like it, don't listen to it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Right.
If you don't like these people coming into your music, get in line, man. You think I enjoyed seeing Vanilla Ice and rap? You think I enjoyed seeing Snow or half of the artists I've seen?
I'm glad I didn't bring that one up. He got mad at me.
I mean, look at every genre of music, even pop music,
yeah,
has had artists go from like doing grungy stuff or whatever and then doing pop or something. Like, yeah, it's music.
What about Dolly Parton? What about Kenny Rogers? They went from country to pop.
Yeah.
They went back, but they still went to pop music.
Nobody called them sellouts.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is a great example of all of this.
Yeah.
Taylor, you have not heard Taylor Swift sing with a twang in decades.
How long?
In
yeah.
a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Even the song she's redoing, she doesn't do the twang anymore.
Yeah.
Like, and nobody picks on her for that. Nobody will say one bad thing about her for it. So it doesn't make any... It screams of some certain things that I'm not going to go into, but it does...
Right.
It seems awfully obvious.
Also, not the first time this has happened. Okay, people remember back in the late 60s, when a whole bunch of groups decided to go country, like Bob Dylan started it, kind of. Then the Byrds, you know, Sweetheart of the Rodeo. Actually, Roger McGuinn had a funny story. They actually played the Grand Ole Opry. The Byrds did.
Wow.
And they got the same catcalls, you know. Get your hair cut. You know, did your barber die? Kind of stuff when they were there. It's hilarious.
It's pretty interesting. I think the thing that always stands out to me when it comes to this conversation that I think we have heard for our whole lives as far as, you know, musicians doing this or that or whatever, they're all playing the same notes.
It's true.
They haven't made up any new notes.
Yeah.
They're all playing the same notes. And if it's that, if you're starting from that basis, then all music is music.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to categorize it. Nobody is in charge of any of this. Nobody gets to say what this is or that is. And I mean, even musicians don't get to do that.
No.
Nobody does. Music is for everybody.
Yep.
You don't get to claim this or that or anything.
Louis Armstrong said it best when they asked him. There's this really great interview with him during the 60s when people were... obviously, the interview is trying to get him to say bad stuff like about the Beatles and stuff like that. He's like, oh, have you heard the Beatles, this, that, and the other thing? And he's like, yeah, and I like it. It's pretty good, you know, and he's kind of standoffish because he knows what the guy's trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he ends up saying, you know, there's just music, man. It's either you like it or you don't. And that's all there is. That's just music.
Individual choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
New on your small screen this weekend, the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics. It'll air at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time.
How long did
the
Olympics last? How long are we going to have to hear this from him?
It'll be airing primetime at 7:30. The series premiere of the Olympic highlights with Kevin Hart and Kenan Thompson is also going to be on Peacock.
Interesting.
That's a great pairing.
Yeah, it is. I think it'll be good.
This streaming premiere of Knox Goes Away is on HBO Max tonight. It's directed and stars Michael Keaton as a hitman trying to make amends after his diagnosis of a rare dementia that's affecting his memory.
Well, interesting.
Al Pacino is in this one. You had me at Michael Keaton directs.
Like, yes.
I got to see that. And it looks really good. Looks like the trailer looks really good.
He's directed before, correct? Mm-hmm. I think he's directed a couple of movies. So yeah.
Primetime Olympic coverage going on all weekend long on NBC and the Peacock Network. House of Dragon also out there as well. House of Dragon will be airing episode 7 on Sunday on HBO.
People still care? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to watch the first season. And I'm like, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. New on your small screen, new on your big screen this weekend, The Fabulous Four in limited release. Susan Sarandon, Megan Mullaney, and Sherry Lee Ralph all play three friends who go to Key West to reunite with an old friend, Bette Midler.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Sounds like a good cast.
Yeah, that's very good cast on that one.
But there is really only one movie being released this weekend. It's already in release, Deadpool and Wolverine. You think I'm excited about the Olympics, man?
Oh, it's all happening in one weekend for you, though, man. Can you handle it?
So
can you handle it?
It's not for nothing. Ryan Reynolds has one of the most incredible careers anybody will have in acting.
Fascinating.
Anybody. He goes from Van Wilder and being a sarcastic funny man to doing a there's some dark films like the Amityville Horror and some of that. And he's doing all of this, and he does he plays Deadpool in another X-Men movie. And he's doing all these things, and he's saving his money. He's saving his money, and he's making connections because in his head he's got this idea of doing an R-rated superhero movie on Deadpool, and nobody believes in him. Him and his writing partner, nobody believes in them to the point that Fox, like, you can have these three characters, and that's it. That's it. And they give him some three, like, bum characters and everything. And you go ahead and try to turn that into something. They give him a shoestring budget that he had to actually put a lot of his own money into. And man, did that pay off. All of that being said, the first two Deadpool movies, fantastic. They box office sensations, biggest R-rated movies of all time in some ways. He has this idea, and him and Hugh Jackman are friends. Hugh Jackman retires the character of Logan famously in a great movie, one of the few good Sony Marvel movies. And Logan's top-notch, top-notch movie. Hugh's not doing this anymore. Ryan just keeps egging on him, and they finally give him a script, and Hugh says yes, and he gets him to come back and do this thing that any comic book fan in the world is excited about, because this is a huge thing in the comics of Deadpool and Wolverine. The parallels of the characters are so interesting, and you have two thespians playing these action roles. It's exciting. Cannot wait.
Plus, it's going to have a lot of implications for the MCU moving forward.
Well, and they need it.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
Because the other part of this is that's interesting to me is the rise of the superhero movies and everything. And, oh, we don't need you, Ryan. We don't need you, Deadpool. Here's your three little characters. Go ahead and make do with this $100.
Now, save us.
Please save us. Kevin Feige is begging him. Please save us. The superhero movies are dying. We need this movie to be a hit, and it is going to be.
I'm the MCU Jesus?
Wow. So
that's for the trailer, yeah.
So funny. I cannot wait for that one. That's going to be big. And looking forward to talking about it with all of you. I'll see how the box office numbers are on Monday. Because I do think it's going to blow away Twisters. I do think it's going to. And that's not a shot at Twisters.
No.
Twisters will still have a great second weekend. For any movie, this is the big thing for anybody out there that doesn't care that much about this stuff, but maybe a little bit. Week one, that's great. Where are you at week two? Where are you at week three? That is the big numbers. That is what people are really paying attention to.
Right.
Because even Morbius had okay numbers in its first week.
While it's down.
And that's not the only new stuff going on this weekend, everybody. We got a great weekend lineup for you. Be sure to join us every weekend for great original content right here at WFHR. It kicks off with the Sunshine Polka Show with our good friend Tim Hubble, the Polka Guy.
Woo!
Yeah, I was at the studio when he dropped off his new show.
Love running into Tim every chance I get. We love you, Tim. We appreciate the good work that you do. And he scours the universe looking for great polka for you. It is the most original polka show you will ever hear.
That's right.
It always has been, as a staple of our network. Right. You can catch that at 7 every Saturday morning. And shout out to Tim. Of course, our friends at Family Natural Foods bring us one of the architects, the godfathers of the supplement industry, in Terry Talks Nutrition with Terry Lemron. Such a fun, interesting conversation Terry has every week on that show. Be sure to check it out at 8 a.m. every Saturday. And of course, join my man Seth for Over the Back Fence, 11 to noon.
That's right. Call in 424-2600. Same number. It's the same number, everyone. So make sure you got it ready.
Get your items ready, items you're looking for, and join Seth on the show. And keep in mind, everybody, we want to keep the show around. We need you to do that.
I got a feeling there's going to be some rummage sales tomorrow. Call up and let people know about it, all right? So get ready, everyone.
And then our Sunday lineup is nonstop. It kicks off with Director's Cut at 5 in the afternoon. And we will have a completely original lineup for our new lineup for you this weekend, everybody.
All new shows.
With this episode of Director's Cut, we kick off the Civic series, where we're going to be putting a spotlight on some of our Civic voices and personalities. We're going to start with Jane and Greg from Matt and Air on Air, coming up in less than an hour.
That's right. To hear a little bit more about their backgrounds,
I do a lot of homework on my interviews, and I go down rabbit holes on every individual that I interview, and I did with Jane and Greg, and I still found out stuff I didn't know about them.
Which is really cool.
It's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Big shout out to Jane and Greg for being great sports and having a lot of fun with us on the show. It was a blast. Be on the lookout for more of those interviews coming up. We're going to be doing more and more of that, and of course we're going to be interviewing Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We've got an interview lined up next month with CWAC with their new show coming up. That Seth is just learning. We have an interview for.
Hey, that's great. It's awesome. No, that's fine.
I am horrible. We're looking forward to a lot of these. Yeah, you're the best, man. You roll with all of it. And speaking of rolling, you got a great new set based in the music coming up from 6 to 8 Sunday.
I do. Songs right.
Oh, you're going right now.
I'm going right.
All right.
I've gone up and down. Now I'm going right, and then I'm going to go left. So. So it can be, and now it's right, like the direction right, or it's the, you know, yes, you are correct, right. So I wasn't very specific on that one. So
a bit of a reach here. Do you have SUVs right here? It uses a sample of human nature from Michael Jackson.
I believe I do.
Oh, do you? Oh,
I believe I do.
It's my favorite SWV song.
Yes,
it's great song.
Yes,
it's great
very
song.
Good. So yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. was it tough finding up and down? Seems like it'd be easier than right and left. Was it?
No, it was the thing I was worried about when I was picking songs is that do I have enough? Because I usually try to mix in, you know, well-known songs with more obscure songs, of course. And I was like, oh, am I going to have enough well-known songs? And then I was like, oh, and then I remembered a couple. Oh, no, I'm good. So,
right
no,
here,
no.
Right now.
Oh, nicely done. Yeah, yeah.
It may not be all of the right songs that you know.
Okay.
But, you know.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
A little Dr. John in there as well.
Oh, gosh. One of my favorite voices of all time. Love yeah. Dr. John.
Yep.
One of the few singers that sounds exactly as he does in interviews.
When he's
as
talking.
He does when he's
yep,
singing.
100%.
Yeah. And join us for Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape from 8 to 9. If it was played from 1990 to 1999, we will play it.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we got a new episode lined up for you, and it is Side A and Side B we're doing of soundtracks.
Yes, it's a two-parter. Mm-hmm. There's so many songs.
I personally believe that the 90s were the highlight of soundtracks, and we're going to prove that to you. we're going all over the gamut, too. Now, with this episode, I'm not doing, like, there's a lot, like, Reality Bites is a good example of a soundtrack that has all pre-release songs on it.
Right.
I'm not doing that.
No.
Certainly there was a lot of Disney movies in the 90s that were big hits, like The Lion King and stuff, mm-hmm. So I'm not doing so much of that. I'm doing a little bit more of some bigger hits, but also some more ones that you might have forgotten about, like the Judgment Night soundtrack or the Spawn soundtrack, where they tried to do different things, like Judgment Night, where they took alternative artists and hip-hop artists and put them together.
That was a little mini thing that happened for a while when they were doing that. They were like taking two disparate artists and putting them together for soundtracks. It made some interesting stuff.
Oh, yeah. Pulp Fiction, The Crow, the singles soundtrack, all going to be featured mm-hmm. this Sunday. A lot of great stuff on there. And keep in mind, I take requests.
I take requests.
Mm-hmm. As long as it was released in the 90s, hit me up at james.maleff@civicmedia.us. I'd love to hear from you, everybody. Again, episode one of two of the soundtracks for Unlabeled, the soundtrack sessions.
Oh, darn. I just realized Ghostbusters 2 was in the 80s.
Yeah. You and me both, man. I wanted to have some Ray Parker to kick off the show and couldn't do it. I just pulled that one off out of nowhere. Ray Parker. I don't know where that came from. But we encourage you to also to spread the word about these shows, everybody. We appreciate you doing so. They've become more and more popular as we've been going along. Mm-hmm. And all these shows could use a sponsor. All of them.
We could.
Yeah.
Sponsor people.
Yeah, there is not many better things you can put your name to than when it comes to local events.
That's
and
right.
local shows and such. And boy, if you listen to, ask anybody who works with us and sponsors with us how we treat them, how we treat mm-hmm. them on air. And you're going to get good feedback.
That's right.
You get your more bang for your buck, I'll tell you that.
We're going to give you the second greatest show in the state of Wisconsin.
That's right. That's right. we'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. A little bat dance from Prince for you. Speaking of soundtracks and everything.
Oh, yes. That was a very good.
Great soundtrack. Great 90s soundtrack.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Bat dance, some of that stuff. Loved it. Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get into this one right here. And I will admit to the audience that I am not a fan of our Supreme Court. Just not. Just
yep.
not. Don't, mm-hmm. don't think that any person on that wearing those robes should have a job that is guaranteed for life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe anybody should have a job that is guaranteed for life. I don't believe in tenure. I don't believe in those things. I think you earn what you get. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to earn that every day. I think that's something to be said for, you know, longevity and what you put into stuff and everything. And that usually gets its context. But keeping a job because you have tenure or keeping a job because we just always done it this way. It doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't make sense to me. And the idea that we are going to add on to the Supreme Court instead of just, you know, doing the adult thing of changing things a little bit and adapting to the times and is important to me. Mm-hmm. And I think it is incredibly important that we have topics like what is going on with Supreme Court Justice Thomas. And I don't feel like hardly anybody is talking enough about it.
Right.
I know that it's being covered to a degree, mm-hmm. but it's not like a headline like it should be.
Right.
These are people that are the last line of defense when it comes to this stuff. They are the ones that are supposed to be judging on things that are way too important to have anybody money in their pockets. Mm-hmm. And we know verbatim that they do. Mm-hmm. We have physical evidence and financial yep. evidence of this. There is no fake news here. This is facts. And to on top of all that, they haven't denied any of it. They own
they
it. They're somewhat proud of it and everything.
Which says a lot in itself.
Yeah, mind-blowing.
Yeah, yeah. But what are we doing about it? Mm-hmm. Not a dang thing. Nothing. And the only thing we're doing about it is talking about adding on more. Mm-hmm. Like, that don't make any darn sense. Hey, I got a car that doesn't work. You know what I'm going to do? Put brand new tires on it. That makes no sense. Why are we doing this? And especially when they're not even facing some of the more bigger issues out there. Now, the Ohio Supreme Court, now they are. And if you order boneless chicken wings and you aren't actually getting wings in Ohio, they will not have it anymore. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get on a soapbox on this, but this is important. And we're talking about wings here. And people love boneless chicken wings. A few years ago, you see what I did there? I got my serious part in, and we're going funny.
There we go.
A few years ago, a man in Ohio ordered boneless wings at a restaurant. One of them did have a bone, and he ended up choking on it, got an infection, and had to have two surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
He sued the restaurant owners, the chicken suppliers, and the processors, and the case made it all the way to the Ohio Supreme Court.
Wow.
In a divided 4-3 decision, the conservative-leaning court ruled that boneless chickens can have bones. The very controversial.
Oh, my goodness.
The majority said, quote, boneless chicken wings is a cooking style and is not a guarantee, just as a person eating chicken fingers wouldn't know that he had not been served fingers. No. This is just ridiculous. This is what our judicial system is. This is what it's come to.
Yeah.
Arguably the greatest system in the world. And I mean that. I believe that. Go ahead and try to find better ones. Go ahead. I'm not saying it's perfect. I didn't say perfect. But as far as you look at other worlds and you look at other countries and the way things are, look, if you're going to complain about something, you're going to bark about something, you also have to give credit where credit is due. And part of the reason I bark is because not only do I love this country with every bit of my soul, but I believe in it. And I believe in our democracy. I believe in our judicial system. And I have no reason to. My family has no reason to. But we do. And we have to. These things are too important not to. So when we waste time with things like this, or we have a Supreme Court like we do that is money in all their pockets, you know why they're wearing the robes? To hide the money in their pockets. Just thought.
Do they have pockets in their robes?
I don't know. They should.
It's full of
everything
money.
Should have pockets. Right, Melissa?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Throw Melissa into that. I'm so sorry, Melissa.
Well, but you knew that the answer to that one. Yes.
So always pockets? Yes.
Absolutely.
The minority argued that the ruling could have more serious consequences, like could someone allergic to nuts or gluten sue if they were served something dangerous to them? Mm. People can die under those circumstances, and lactose and gluten and nuts and natural to foods.
Right.
The majority pushed back on that, basically saying that's different because it's not something a consumer would customarily expect and be able to guard against. So, I mean, I don't know.
That's different. Boy, we've heard that argument a few times.
Yeah.
You have to remember, everyone, too, that these Supreme Courts, all of them, choose their cases.
Yeah.
They choose which cases to rule on. Mm-hmm. They can just let it lie there. They didn't have to take up this case. So, apparently, yeah.
Another thing that almost every Supreme Court tries to do is that person that is at work and they've got nothing to do, but they're trying to look busy. How long are you going to sweep that section over there, man? Like, it's clean. It's really clean. Like, it's so obvious of what they're doing in often cases and oftentimes. We'll wrap up the segment with a little more Olympic talk, because there's a couple of terms out there that you're going to hear this weekend that you may not be that familiar with, and we wanted to refresh your mind with some of them and everything. Yeah. Before we do, though, Seth, you had an interesting tie to the Olympics.
How about tenuous tie? Let's go with that. Tenuous tie. So one of the swimmers going, one of the male swimmers going over there, his name is Hunter Armstrong. Okay, he's from Dover, Ohio, which is in the area where my father-in-law lives. Now, my father-in-law is a retired pastor. He still does stuff, of course. And he will be officiating the wedding of Hunter Armstrong's brother. There you go. Tenuous connection to an Olympian.
That's kind of cool.
So he actually knows Hunter and, he's spoken to him a few times. But yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So some of the terms you're going to hear, like, be mature about this, shuttlecock.
Yep.
It's a small projectile the players hit back and forth in badminton.
In badminton, yep, that's right.
It's also known as a birdie. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. Clean and jerk. When weightlifting, it's a two-part lift where the weight is first lifted up to the shoulders and then overhead.
Is that the clean part? That's a weird phrase, and I've never quite gotten that. I mean, I've heard it before in weightlifting circles, but...
It was a long time ago that I think I heard any terminology of where it comes from. But as far as I know, that is the setup.
And
the jerk is the actual movement.
Right, okay.
Snatch. In another weightlifting move where the barbell is lifted from the ground to overhead in one smooth motion.
Oh, I didn't even know that. You're right. No idea.
One of my sneaky favorite events to watch is shot put. It is some of that. It's so much fun to watch, I think, in some of those. And hooking. Weightlifting again, also known as a hook grip. It's when a lifter covers their thumb with the other fingers when they grip the bar.
Oh, okay.
Just a couple of terms there.
So little about weightlifting, apparently. So little.
We're going to get to our news break. We still got another half an hour with you, and we're going to get into a couple of fun topics in that half an hour. We got the top 10 fast food joints.
All right.
We want your feedback on that one, everybody, because I want your local favorites as well.
Yes.
We want that, so get ready to call up on the show. And a little bit after that, we're going to Denver and their international airport, and they're lost and found. Find out some of the items in that lost
and found. Some French fries, maybe. Yeah. Really old.
Real old. Maybe a couple of Rockies. Maybe we'll be back. Maybe some John Denver albums. I don't know. I'm showing I don't know much about Denver.
Colorado in general.
Ski poles. I don't know. We'll be back with more show on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. We're back. We hope you're having a great Friday out there, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Seth, Melissa, and James here to get you ready for your weekend and to take your calls, because we're taking all calls on fast food.
All right.
We got here USA Today asked readers to vote for their favorite fast food joints, and there's a surprising number one that we'll get to. But while we're doing this on a nation level, I would love to know on a local level, what are your favorite fast food places? Okay. Call up and let us know. 715-424-2600. Send a shout out to your favorite spot. And support our local businesses at the same time. Yes. Go ahead and do that, everybody. Feel free to call up 715-424-2600. We'll stop what we're reading and get right to your calls. So looking at this top 10, we'll start at number 1, if you'd like, or we can start at number 10. Either way, I don't mind either way we do this.
We counting up or counting down, Melissa?
Yeah, what do you guys prefer?
Let's count. Let's start with 10.
All right.
At number 10, Arby's.
Oh.
I would have thought that had been higher.
Me too. Me too. It's interesting, too, because actually, Laura and I were talking about this, about like if you can only have one fast food place. Mm. And I'm such a burger guy and a taco guy. But Arby's has my favorite shake in the world, the Jamocha shake.
Oh.
And they have some of the best mozzarella sticks I've ever had.
They do.
So they're really up there for me. They're up there pretty high.
And they're starting to serve burgers, too.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, the classic roast beef is good, too.
Yeah.
With the horsey sauce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
And there are some on this list that aren't necessarily even in this state, so keep that in mind.
Right.
Like Zaxby's.
So those don't count.
Zaxby's is one. I'm not familiar with that.
That, I believe, is a chicken place, if I remember correctly. Zaxby's, yeah. It's in. I'm trying to remember where I've seen it before. I think it's in like the, as you head south, I think you find more of those.
Speaking of, Popeyes comes in at number 8.
Very good.
And
still haven't eaten at one.
I did it when I was down south. It was good. It was good. Mm-hmm. It was very good, actually. It was really good. Number 7, Taco Bell. Somehow made the list even without Melissa's vote.
Seven,
Melissa.
A little high.
It is popular, you have to admit that.
Yeah, after 2 a.m.
For some reason.
After 2 a.m., that's after why. After 2 a.m., yeah. Because nobody else is open.
Yeah.
Captain D's. There are around 500 locations in 22 states, but they're mostly focused in the southeastern states. They're a seafood place.
Yes, seafood place. Mm, yes, I've seen those before. I've never eaten at one, though. Oh, okay. But yeah,
I've heard about that.
Okay. Apparently, there's one in Milwaukee.
Oh, cool. Oh,
cool. All right.
All right.
Hardee's at number 5.
They're still Hardee's? No, I'm kidding.
They are closing down. I mean,
yeah.
They did a pivot, and although I think they are owned by the same company that owns
Carl's Jr.
Stuff like that. So,
and A&W maybe. No.
I know that used to be I don't know if that's still the case. I know at one point that was, though. Yeah. Good pull, Melissa. Yeah, I forgot about that. At number 4, In-N-Out. It's a great spot. In-N-Outs are awesome.
I have heard so much great stuff about In-N-Out. I mean, people swear by them, especially California, which I think they're West Coast, so yeah.
It's not at all the same thing, and at the same time, there are similarities between White Castle and them, where it's just good, greasy food, right. And you're not, you know, if you want that's what you're going for kind of thing.
I've also heard that they've got like a secret menu.
Yes,
that you
yes.
can order specific things that aren't on the menu, but they will make it for you.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
They made me a shake and put chocolate chips in it. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
And I asked the lady, and I immediately got to feel like what it's like to be a spy. Because she it's busy. It's busy there and stuff. And she lowers down and starts talking in a hushed voice. Now, how many do you want? And she's like, wow, cool. All right. Well, I don't know. Do I have to have a code word or something? At number 3,
32 chocolate chips.
Exactly.
No more, no less.
Yeah, I had no idea how to answer that. I had no idea. At number 3, Chick-fil-A.
They're okay.
At one point, they were number 1 in the country. And they have gone down quite a bit.
They're falling down, man. Yeah. Popeyes is starting to take some of their thunder away.
That actually is the case. That's what's happening a lot, especially in southern states. And at number 2, KFC, the Chicken King.
Oh, really? Really? KFC.
This is shocking to me.
Wow. And
the only thing more shocking is at number 1.
Oh, okay.
Notice we have not hit on McDonald's or Burger King.
Yeah.
You know, some of the bigger places in the world. At number 1, Del Taco.
What?
Wow.
There's about 600 locations in only 18 states. They're mostly focused in the western states, plus Georgia and Florida. But Del Taco, one of the bigger ones.
I have heard of Del Taco. I have not gone to one. I'm going to have to try it now. I'm curious. There. Do they have a 7 bean burrito for Melissa?
7 layer.
Oh, burrito. Sorry.
Get it right, Seth.
7 layer. Sorry.
A 7 bean burrito?
Like, which would still be great.
7 beans in it?
No. 7 kinds of beans.
That's a lot of beans.
That is a lot of beans, but it's, you know, beans are good.
Well, yeah.
Beans are good.
But what else are they going to fit in there if you got 7 kinds of beans in it?
As fascinating as this conversation is. No, I'm joking.
James doesn't like beans.
I just had to do a callback. you've seen a lot of chicken places on this list.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of curious, and a lot of this comes down to having your community has to be so big for certain franchises to consider moving there with their franchise.
Right.
Or opening a franchise there and everything. But I know one thing. Man, Wisconsinites love chicken. They love chicken. I'm a little surprised that a Popeyes or a Chick-fil-A or some of those restaurants are not bigger or more prominent in the state, or there's just not more chicken places. I know we have some KFCs.
Of course.
But I was a little surprised by that.
I think it's mostly in the bigger metropolitan areas, because you see Chick-fil-A in Madison and Milwaukee. But other than that, I mean, it's pretty sparse for those kinds of things.
Because KFC rules in the rural area.
I think you're right.
Every place I've ever lived has had a KFC.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they really do own the chicken market. They really do. Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, not on the list. A little interesting, considering they are some of the most, if not the most popular fast food places.
I'm kind of surprised that something like, unless it's not considered fast food, but it should be, like Jimmy John's or something like that wasn't on that. Because they're kind of like more the go-to sandwich place than Subway these days. So,
Even a Jersey.
I disagree.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're wrong, but, you know, that's fine.
Yeah. You can think that. I'm not.
I'm just going to let these two keep
Remember
talking.
Remember Blimpies?
We're going to go to commercial break, everybody, while those two just keep going. We'll come back. We'll have more show on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us all week long, everybody. We've had a blast. We know and hope that you did, too. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. We'll get you ready for the weekend and take you right to the top of the hour. We've got some great local stuff we want to touch on. Busy weekend in the Rapids area.
Oh, yeah.
But actually, we got to go to Colorado first. We got to take a detour to Colorado's
right.
Denver International Airport. They revealed the most unusual items to pass through its Lost and Found. And we're going to talk about some of these. The airport, which averages more than 200 million travelers each day.
Wow.
Receives about 150 to 200 lost and found items, some of the most in the country.
Interesting.
Many items that arrive at the lost and found window come at no surprise, lost and found supervisor Noel said. The top five are bags, IDs, glasses, electronics, jewelry, a lot of those things. But then there's the other stuff that comes through, like a circular saw.
Duh!
Weird.
A forklift battery.
Huh? Where did I put my forklift battery? I had it right here. What happened?
Helen, where do we put the battery?
It's not a small battery.
No.
No.
It's not.
No. Can I interest you in some elk horns? How about elk meat?
Ooh.
That was left behind.
I hope they weren't all attached to the same thing. Right. That's all I'm saying.
Urns? There's been urns forgotten.
With remains? Oh, dear.
That's not good.
That is rough.
That
you talk about a guilt trip.
Man.
Like, man, I know something about guilt trips.
I can't believe you left Aunt Ethel at the airport.
Yeah, you were never living that one down. You could save your family, and you will not live that one down.
Nope.
Wow, thanks for saving us, Tommy. Still forgotten on Helen. there have been dogs forgotten that luckily have been reattached to their owners and everything.
Oh, no.
Also a parking garage key. Now, that may not seem that like big of a deal, but this key is the only way you get your vehicle. Keep in mind the lost and found items are held at the airport for 30 days, and these are items that were not picked up.
Oh, dear.
So that's the other part of this, too. Like, you go 30 days and you didn't realize you lost this, or maybe you just,
they're getting rid of it, yep.
Couldn't
forgot
tie it.
Forgot where you lost it.
A survey of European hotels released earlier this year found some of the most unusual lost and found items left behind in guest rooms, including a full clown costume.
Decided to give up clowning on the spur of the moment. I'm done with this.
I'm just going to leave this here.
I'm tired of clowning.
They also find a lot. This is mainly in Europe. A lot of a lot of glass eyes, dentures, prosthetic limbs. Like, people forget those a lot.
And how do you forget a prosthetic limb?
How do you?
Is it an extra one?
It's the spare one.
It must be.
It's gotta be.
I don't know. Those are pretty expensive.
Why am I having trouble walking? Oh, I forgot my prosthetic leg. Jeez.
Jeez, man.
I can't believe I forgot that.
I couldn't figure out why I kept turning left. I could not. Oh, that's why. That's an interesting list, man.
Why am I hopping instead of walking?
No, that's why. We have a great lineup for you all day long and all week long. Of course, right after our show, you got Matt and Air on Air. Join Jane and Greg for a great time, an informative great time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you can catch more of them on Director's Cut this weekend. Join us 5 to 6 for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Be sure to check that out. Maggie does an amazing job covering not only world events and breaking news, but also making sure you have some fun while you're at it. Some fun personality. Mm-hmm. Love Maggie. Got to get her on Director's Cut. We got to get her interview. Also, of course, we got good stuff after that with Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. Now, of course, remember, Midday Magazine, 4 to 5, Monday through Friday. We wrap up the week with our friend Scott Seeger and part one. Scott's going to join us, regional dementia care specialist with the ADRC. Going to be catching up with him. And in part two, we'll have Ronald A. Rasmussen, new superintendent of Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. Ron is bringing in Amber Appleby, Mead Elementary School principal. We're going to talk a little bit about the new playground equipment over there and everything. And I want to talk to Ron a little bit about how he is getting used to the gig, the new gig and all that.
I do want to point out real quick, James, that those are actually for next week because we have a double header today with the Rafters.
And thank you, Seth. They are going to be in today so we can interview them. We do have Rafter baseball on this afternoon for you. It's a double header. 3:50 start time for game one against Lakeshore in Lakeshore, and 6:20 start time for the next game. Saturday, the boys of summer will be in Madison, taking on the Mallards at 5:50, and then an early game at 12:50, hosting Madison. No game on Monday, so we'll have plenty of time to talk about it on Playmakers.
Get there on Sunday. They haven't played a game in town here for a while.
And that Sunday game is a special one because Hornswoggle's going to be down there. Check it out, everybody.
All you wrestling fans.
ACW pregame wrestling before the event. Be sure to get your tickets and find out more at NorthwoodsLeague.com. NorthwoodsLeague.com.
Wrestling, as my grandpa used to say. Just watch them wrestle.
A lot of big events going on Saturday, Seth. I wanted to touch on one of them that is very important to this community and to our Wisconsin Rapids Family Center.
The fourth annual Touch a Truck event is happening on Saturday, like James said, from 11 to 3. This is at the Grand Rapids Lions Club grounds that they have just outside of Grand Rapids there. Okay, and here's some of the vehicles that are going to be there. We've got the Wood County Armored Vehicle, ATVs, big rig semis, garbage truck, buses, cement truck, fire engines, Model T, police cars, Lifelink helicopter, RVS, ambulances, Army vehicles, tow trucks, and so much more. There's also going to be tractor rides, rides in water, and light buckets. There's kids games. There's going to be raffles. There's family-friendly vending as well. Please remember, though, everyone, all of the proceeds are supporting the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. This is one of their big fundraisers of the year, and with the recent news of the funding cuts, this is going to be more important than ever. So please make sure you head out there from 11 to 3 on Saturday.
There's nothing much scarier than domestic violence. There's not much scarier than a loved one hurting somebody that's you're supposed to love and you're supposed to treat a certain way. One of the only things that comes close to it is these cuts that are happening to our domestic violence shelters around the country.
Significant.
You will know these cuts. You will feel these cuts. Help us help the people that are helping our community. The Family Center has had our back for decades. Let's have their back here. Take in these events. Seth, you touch on this being one of their events. They've only got two.
Yep.
They only have two events to be able to raise funds and everything, everybody. So we encourage you. It's all hands on deck.
Yes.
Your community, this, if I can't get your heart, I'll get your wallet. I'll get your purse or whatever, because you will see a rise in your taxes, in your economy, going down when you do not take care of domestic violence. Big shout out to the Family Center. We appreciate them. Come to the Touch a Truck event tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. 11:30 to 3 over to Grand Rapids Lions Club.
It'll be a lot of fun, too, so don't forget that.
And we encourage you to support our great friends over at the Historic Point Boss, keeping history alive over there. Join them for Luke Conkle's Tempered Truce, a murder mystery whodunit, going on tomorrow from 2 to 5 over at 300 Wakely Road in beautiful Nakusa. It's a fun one. I got to talk to Luke and Mike about this the other day, and if you'd like to get a preview of the show, encourage you to listen to the Midday Magazine interview that you can get at civicmedia.us. This is a fun one. Figure out whodunit. And keep in mind, while inflation is all anybody wants to talk about and prices rise all over the place, the Historic Point Boss ain't doing that.
Nope.
It is very important to them that they are family friendly and that they are affordable to everybody. Again, something they do for us, keeping history alive over there for us. Let's do right by them and take in these events.
And thank the volunteers, because that's what they need.
Encourage you
to keep going.
I encourage you to look into being a volunteer over there as well. Sunday is Urko's Community Swim from 6 to 8 over the Wisconsin Rapids Aquatic Center at 681 Chestnut Street. Again, Urko's Community Swim, open to everybody.
Cool.
6 to 8 this Sunday over at the Wisconsin Rapids Aquatic Center.
Nice.
Keep that in mind, everybody. Go ahead and check in that event. And keep in mind, Milkweed Market has their Crazy Day Sale going on now until August 2nd. 30% all in-stock furniture pieces and all 25% off all store merchandise. Remember, Milkweed Market, a part of the ODC Enterprise. Again, some great work going on in our community that you can be a part of.
Yes, indeed.
Looking at some big good stories around the country and right here in state, a car crashed in Milwaukee and almost rolled over two people on the sidewalk.
Aye.
But an old out-of-service payphone slowed it down just enough that no one was hurt.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The video is incredible.
Wow.
And these payphones are gone throughout the whole country, mm-hmm. but this one just happened to still be there. And, you know, that
How happened. About that? Wow.
An Amazon driver in Northern Ireland came to a woman's rescue while delivering a package last week. Her six-year-old son came outside and said, "Can you help my mom? She fainted." She has a condition called POTS that causes fainting spells. Mm. And if you stand up too fast.
Oh, no.
She had been out for about 20 minutes, but an ambulance got her to the hospital in the nick of time thanks to this driver.
Nice.
And we send a shout out to all those drivers out there dribbling all those
Good
packages,
on you.
All of our postal wow. service.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Appreciate the work that they are all doing and appreciate the work you two do week in and week out around here. Thanks for a great show, you guys.
It was fun. Thank you.
And we appreciate the audience. We're not here without you guys. Thank you so much to every single one of you. Spread the word about these shows and be here next week. We're going to have a lot of fun. We got a lot of great things lined up for you next week in store. It's going to be a blast. Mm-hmm. I should probably rest a little bit. We got
you
a
should
lot
take,
going
a,
on.
Take a break, man. Yeah. Take a break.
We'll do that right now. We'll meet you back here next week, everybody, right at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.